Test 73, Section 2, Question 9. Now here we're looking for what would undermine the columnist's reasoning. So what's going to weaken this? It says, research shows significant reductions in the number of people smoking, especially first-time smokers, in those countries that have imposed stringent restrictions on tobacco ads. So basically, reduction in smoking, especially first-timers, when you put restrictions on ads. This provides substantial grounds for disputing tobacco companies' claims that advertising has no significant causal impact on the tendency to smoke. So this is going to weaken. So basically, this challenges the tobacco company's statement that ads have no impact on the tendency to make one smoke. So this seems like a pretty good argument, but we want to undermine that. So we want something that's going to say that the reductions in people smoking do provide, that they don't provide evidence for disputing the tobacco company's claim, which is a little bit weird. You have to kind of keep track of the sort of back and forth here. People who smoke are unlikely to quit merely because they're no longer exposed to tobacco advertising. Well, okay. That undermines it a little, because it's saying that if people who smoke are unlikely to quit because they're no longer exposed to advertising, that would say weaken it at least a little bit. So we'll hold on to it. Restrictions on tobacco, broadcast media tend to have stricter restrictions on tobacco than do print. Well, that doesn't really matter. We don't care about differentiating between those two media. Restrictions on tobacco advertising are imposed only in countries where a negative attitude towards tobacco is already widespread and increasing. Well, that could be, that could weaken it, because it's saying, look, we only put those reductions or those restrictions in place where there already is a trend towards the negative, or towards, you know, less, a negative trend in smoking, meaning that you have less smokers. So that's actually a little bit better, because it's saying, look, it's the fact that there is a correlation between lack, you know, restrictions on ads and reduction in smoking. It's not because of the reduction, the restrictions on ads. It's just that people were already kind of against the smoking. Most people who begin smoking during adolescence continue to smoke throughout their lives. Well, that doesn't really tell us anything about whether or not the ads are making a difference. People who are largely unaffected by tobacco advertising tend to be unaffected by other kinds of advertising as well, and we don't really care about other kinds of advertising. Coming back to answer choices A versus C, A just says people who smoke are unlikely to quit merely because they're no longer exposed to advertising. So that's saying, but this argument is a lot more about number of first-time smokers. And so that's the thing, that group that we're more concerned with. And so C is a better answer choice, because that would explain, or that would weaken it by saying, look, it's not that a lack of ads is doing this. It's that there's a general trend away from positive attitudes towards smoking, or it's a, you know, sort of negative attitude towards smoking is already there. And the lack of ads is really maybe not, it's more of an effect of that than a cause of the lack of smoking. And so C is our best answer.